Remember we had a study on angels, and I believe we have quote-unquote guardian angels, those that protect us. And remember when we did the study, just some of y'all need more guardian angels than some of the others. But I do believe there's an angel, you point to the husband, okay. Because of the angels, they are watching. What kind of, man, my mind is going 100 mile an hour. What are you thinking? What's your motive? Are you submissive in worship? Are you humbling yourself in worship? And this is only not just women, also men. Did we come to worship? Angels are watching. Verse number 11. I underline that word in my, nevertheless. Every time he says that word, nevertheless, your antennas ought to pop up. Nevertheless. Neither is the man without the woman. Neither the woman without the man. In the Lord, we need each other. He talked about the head, the authorship, but we need each other. Nevertheless, that's what he's saying here. We need each other. And then again, in the Lord. Remember we talked about earlier about marriage, divorce, and remarriage in chapter number 7. Remember that subject? I was on that for weeks. Paul, my wife, my husband's unbeliever. What do we do? Well, he said if she wants to or he wants to stay married to you, stay married to them. If they leave, let them leave and you're not under bondage. But we went through all that. And then he says you're free to marry, but only in the Lord. So believers are to marry believers. And so he reemphasizes that, but in the Lord. Now, verse number 12. One day I'm going back to my old Bible. This new Bible, just the pages have not been broken yet. Verse number 12. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things are God. What's it talking about? For the woman is of the man. She came out of Adam. And even so is the man also by woman. What was he talking about? Well, we came, every one of us, even Jesus came forth of a woman. That's what he's saying here. Are you following? This is yes, this is no. Okay. Woman came out of us, but we came out of a woman. I mean, that's so simple to understand. Even a caveman can understand that one. But all things are of God. God is the source of our life, our relationship, and our purpose. Again, I can't wait to preach my message this morning. Handfuls of purpose. And here we have it again. God's in all things. He has a purpose for you in your life. And that's what he's saying, but all things are of God. Now, verse number 13. Judge in yourselves. Make your own judgment based upon what you've been taught. Now, judge in yourselves. Is it comely, is it right, that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Judging yourselves. You decide. I've given you the information. Now you decide upon the information that I had just given you. Do you see what he's saying here? Because we're going down to verse number 16 in just a minute. But he's laying something out here for you. Judging yourselves. Is it comely, is it right, that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Verse number 14. Well, we'll pick on this one. Doth not even nature itself tell you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? Now, this doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother Doug, Ken. Some of y'all that ain't got no hair. Keith. Does not nature even tell you that it's a shame for a man to have long hair? Now, let me just tell you what I wrote here. It's natural. Let me read verse number 15 and I'll pull it together. But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. All right. When it talks about nature, it talks about the natural course of things. It's natural for a woman to have long hair and a man short hair. It's natural. Just about in every civilization. I know there's always exceptions, and we can always go to those exceptions to the rules. But in general, I didn't even turn that, in the vast majority, in every civilization, it's always been, I don't care if they're pagans, women had long hair, men had short hair. Now, before I get on a hobby horse, and I don't want to get on a hobby horse here, I want to stay in Scripture. All right. I did write a note here. It's far more better for preachers to be more concerned about the length of their sermons than the length of the hair. There are some ladies that have short hair. Cut it real short. My dad used to preach on this, and I will never forget, my grandma never cut her hair. Never, never, never. And in her old age, and Daddy would preach on this, she started losing her hair. And she tried to pin it up, but her, you know, old age and her hair just... But Grandma thought it was a sin for a woman to cut her hair. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to move on. It's not a sin for a woman to cut her hair. Some of y'all look better with shorter hair. Matter of fact, my wife was supposed to go to a hairdresser this week, but because of the funeral and the baby, or the, my brother's death and then a baby being... Isn't that a neat cycle of life, though? We talked about that. I say a neat cycle, but you see what I'm talking about. One dies, another's born. So that joy in my life this week, and I had another 13th grandbaby. But anyway, it's that nature, this natural. And that's what Paul is trying to say. And then we'll finish in verse number 16, Dale. But there's that word. Isn't it amazing he puts that in there? Judging yourselves. Don't nature teach you these things? But. Remember earlier he talked about liberty and law and liberty. I'm not going to cause my brother to stumble. There's a lot of things that we can choke on. You will swallow, strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Or something like that. We'll strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. That's kind of what he's saying here. But if any man seem to be contentious, the contentious means he's ready for conflict. He's ready to fight over this thing, man. He puts us in there. We have no such custom, neither the churches of God. He's literally what he's saying to finalize this section. It's nothing to fight over about. Do not cause contention in the church. And the last three words that I wrote in my outline, get over it. Get over it. What about him? What about her? Get over it. What about that preacher? Get over it. Remember Peter and John? Jesus is eating there with them. He rose from the dead. They're eating that fish. Peter, you follow me. You remember the thing. What about John? Jesus, I'm paraphrasing. Don't you worry about John. You worry about Peter. And that's what Paul is trying to tell these folk at Corinth. Remember the first couple, they were fighting and contentions and, well, I'm a Paul, I'm a Peter, I'm a this. Oh, fine, all kinds of things. He said, get over it. Don't cause problems. Aren't you glad we have a wonderful church? Don't cause problems. Don't cause contentions in the church. If you don't like it, tell the preacher and tell God. First, tell God. And if you still can't get over it, come talk to the preacher and we'll get over it together. Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. What a blessedness it is to just look into your scriptures and find these sweet, sweet words that are written, not just to the church at Corinth, but also to the church here at Westwood and wherever else they may be. Lord, we pray that we won't judge. And Lord, look at these matters that, like I said, we strain at a gnat sometimes and swallow a camel. Lord, just bless our morning worship. May everything we do, say, preach, sing, offerings, everything we do, be to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.